From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They were alive until someone decided otherwise. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
It is out, the documentary Diddy, Making of a Bad Boy on Peacock, and it is raising a lot of eyebrows, to say the least. Very specifically, a lot of allegations coming out in this one, not in any sort of criminal or civil sense. Right now, it's just individuals speaking up. Al B. Shore, who was once the partner of Kim Porter. Kim Porter also once the partner of Diddy. Making the accusation of murder was the case, saying that the death of Kim Porter, a 47-year-old who we knew was otherwise healthy, dying of lobar pneumonia overnight, that there's more to it, and he is on a quest to expose it. Again, all accusations. Joining me to discuss, Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. It's quite a stretch. We've gone from, you know, all these sexual assault allegations and the charges against him federally and civilly, and now murder. I'm wondering where this is going to go. It's kind of a big deal if you're saying this out loud on television, is it not?
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. I mean, look, you and I, from the minute the story dropped, thought we were just tip of the iceberging. So, you know, but for a company like NBC, which obviously owns Peacock, and their lawyers, their team of lawyers, to give an okay to run with something like that,
yeah,
you know, because they vet the hell out of it. You know, I mean, I've done enough like Dateline and that type of TV to where I know that they run everything by their lawyers because they're always worried about liability. Mm-hmm. And for them to just say, hey, go for it, is pretty telling, man. Like, I mean, yeah, they must feel pretty secure about the information that they're getting, that they're willing to release it publicly and theoretically exposing themselves.
Well, you know, so exposing NBC and Peacock, I mean, yeah, Diddy's in jail. He doesn't stop him from suing somebody for defamation. Right. But it goes far. And he even goes into hinting at that there might have been a hit on his life. He fell surprisingly ill, was almost going to be sent to hospice recently when he started talking out against Diddy and starting to talk about the case and started talking about Kim Porter. Suddenly, he almost died. And he's pointing out, look, there's a lot of people in this world who coincidentally, seemingly, fall ill or die, who know a lot about Diddy, who have the potential to talk, or who have started talking. And that's a point he's trying to make really strongly.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, look, you and I are both, we're hesitant to dive head in, like just full on into conspiracy theories. But man, this thing, the tentacles that this thing has is stunning. You know, and it's like, it's just so much money and so much power that, I mean, you can't really rule anything out, can you? I mean, it's like people will go to insane lengths in order to protect themselves. And when you have the kind of assets and power and leverage that Diddy has or had or has, I mean, it's hard to know. You know, I mean, anything's possible. You know, and it's like, you kind of get that vibe of like every unsolved, you know, murder that that kind of happened randomly throughout the United States. Everyone wants to kind of pin it on Israel Keyes. I'm like, I'm starting to kind of get that sense that anybody that dies that was on Diddy's orbit or in his orbit, you know, they're going to look at it hard. Like, okay, did Diddy have something, especially if they're for the most part healthy? You know, and it's like a sudden unexplained death. I mean, Diddy is going to be on the radar because that's what people think of him at this point, that he's just this nefarious Dr. Evil mastermind that will stop at nothing to protect himself, you know? And yeah, it's an unbelievable story. And I haven't even watched the doc yet. So I'm dying to watch it.
There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of Diddy docs out, but there's a lot in this one. I would say more than anyone else, more than any of them that have been out there yet. This one really gets to the heart of the matter with some people who were very, very close to the situation. There's certainly some people in there who have been removed, but at one time were very close to Diddy. And that's where it gets really interesting, where it talks about his childhood and talks about his upbringing and what life was like. He went through some trauma early on. His father was murdered. His mom then fell into some money, and he lived quite a nice rich kid life. He was known as the rich kid, wearing nice Cartier watches, good clothes. He was the kid people wanted to have the money of, but it didn't necessarily make him fit in on the street so well. And he always felt like an outsider, we learn in the documentary. We also learn about his drive then to try and be accepted, to try and be one of the cool kids, or trying to be what he wanted to be, which seems to be kind of an ongoing theme throughout his life. It seems that drive was created back then by, I guess, feeling like he's not enough, even though he had so much. But it kept going, where gonna get more stuff. But it feels like this is someone who's always been chasing, I guess, validation.
Yeah, and I think that tracks. You know, I mean, if as a child you kind of felt like the outsider and you were shunned socially speaking, like I don't know that you get over that. Like, you know, I mean, especially because you're talking about your most formative years, you know, in terms of development. And like, I don't know that, especially if you decided never to get any kind of psychotherapy, delve into that. And he just kind of tried to deal with it on his own and figured, well, the money and the power is going to be able to get me to where I want to be as far as social standing. But you have to wonder if that there was like deep seated animus that was just under the surface, you know what I mean? Like where he was always like, oh, these are the same suckers that shunned me back when I was a kid, not literally, but figuratively, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like these were the popular kids, you know what I'm saying? It's like that had to have been festering in his mind. I mean, you don't forget about those things as you grow older. I mean, that's like you said, that's, that became part of his fabric, mm-hmm. you know? So when he gets all that money and that power, you know, that's going to be a pretty viable explanation as to a lot of the things that he's done over the last year since he gained that. So how did his mother come into the money? Did they get into that?
It had something to do with the death of the father. I don't know all of the exact details of the money, but it was there. I don't believe it was criminal means by any stretch of the imagination, but had the money. I don't know if it was a settlement or if it was a insurance payout or something, but the money was there.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.